Farm women are as at home behind the steering wheel of a tractor as their male counterparts. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When I listened to Kendall Cornelius talk about driving a tractor, she reminded me of my mother driving our farm truck when I was a kid. My dad would be on the combine, and she'd be right there with the truck when the hopper was ready to empty. Cornelius is a field specialist with New Hampshire Extension.
Many tractors are built to be ergonomically friendly and be easy to operate. So there's literally no reason as to why a woman would not be capable of operating a tractor.
Cornelius says not only that, but there are many women who farm by themselves and drive all the machinery. Being able to do that and not necessarily rely on someone else, well, Cornelius says, that's pretty cool.
More than anything, I think a tractor gives the operator a sense of ability to accomplish. It gives you an avenue to use your brain, your critical thinking skills, and it saves your sweat equity because it's still work driving around on the farm accomplishing things, but it gives you the ability to accomplish something greater than just hand labor would accomplish.
You can find information online about choosing a tractor and how to operate it and maintain it safely. Local extension agents and even other farmers are good sources as well. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.